Hello, one and all, and welcome to the P-Turn of the King, or if you like, the Urination of Smaug. My name is Josh, and I am joined once again by TABDP ITABM Dream Team. Kristen is here.
Hello to one gamer specifically, and then anyone else listening.
And the return of the true king, of course, Bucky Isotope.
Greetings.
How are we both doing? And please answer at the same time.
Grand. Damn it.
I missed my cue. That's
terrible. there's like a Wild West shootout situation, but we're just describing.
I'm doing wonderfully, Josh. It's beautiful here feel? In the United States of America. How is there right. in your third world country?
You know what? We're hanging on day by day. If there's one thing that's going well over here, it's the government.
That's great to hear. Yeah, I think you speak for all of us when you say politics are good right now.
I don't think there's anywhere in the world that, you know, it's 2018. We've gotten to the point where politics just fixed.
We've just been doing it for thousands of years now. We just kind of get it by now.
They just solved it. And it's like, we're done. Politics is finished and it's fine.
I'm always reading history books for class and I'm like, damn, remember when we didn't know how to do politics? Glad that we learned.
Okay, we're in danger getting into the political zone here, so that's
good. I have a political science degree. If you want any expert opinions, just let me know.
Oh, I didn't even know this.
Me neither. Yeah. Congratulations.
Very valuable. Thank you.
I'm not any congratulating questions? You on the actual degree as much as I'm congratulating you on both having the political science degree and also being a tolerable person, because that's a rare thing.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I'm gonna have to think of some political science questions for later on in life, and just ask. I'll ask them at some point down the road. Now, last time the three of us were together, aside from putting a curse on Macbeth, we discussed a subject which Bucky is an expert in, and which me and Kristen at the time knew nothing about. Now, of course, we were also experts. We talked about English soccer, aka American football.
I assume you've been watching ever since then, you know, streaming it on your British television device or whatever.
Not a day has gone by where I don't wake up with a pigskin in my hand.
I'm just constantly buying football tickets to every game.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes two in one day.
Kristen, how many times a day are you shouting the word touchdown?
Ooh, anywhere from a dozen to 14.
Yeah, that's pretty average.
Precisely 13 times a day.
Every 2 hours. On the hour, and then, you know, once as a little treat whenever I want.
The Big Ben stopped working, so now Josh takes over and just yells touchdown every hour.
Josh's Big Ben stopped working?
I don't know if we mentioned this on the podcast itself or if we just mentioned it sort of in the peripheral, but we talked about the fact that we could redo the scenario. But talking about a specialist subject or a passion of Kristen's, which is, as we call it here in England, the Lord of the Rings.
You're saying a lot about we talked about this as a possibility. I think you talked about this as a possibility.
The royal we.
This another list of like 100 made up names because I'm going to hang up.
Oh my God.
No, I can promise you that I have not made up 100 names. J.R.R. Tolkien may have made up many names.
We'll get onto that at some quiz, and it's the fucking side characters like Bilbo's second cousin's baby mama or whatever. I don't think even Tolkien himself could answer anymore. He'd be like, "Oh fuck, did I write that name in? I don't know."
Sorry, I'm just looking at a piece of paper in front of me. It's not relevant.
does it have names on it, Josh?
I can't really see it at the moment. I'm. Now, obviously, we talked last time about how in America, American football is called English soccer. Lord of the Rings, obviously, is a British book. So I'm wondering if that has an American name as well.
You know, you could have given us some heads up and we could have come up with something funnier instead of sounding like it.
Well, I can edit the bit out where you complain about the question.
It's just the same, but we spell Lord without the U.
All right. So, Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord of the Rings.
That's the one.
You're a big fan.
I am. I would not call myself an expert in it.
I would call you an expert in it for the purposes of this podcast. Now, Bucky, what's your knowledge of the Lord of the Rings?
Zero. I'm not a nerd.
Have you ever seen it?
Okay, I read the books like 20 times when I was a kid, but I'm pretending not to have done that. So if I were to say like 3 rings for Elven Kings, under the sky, 7 for the Dwarf Lords in their halls of stone, 9 rings for mortal men doomed to die, 1 for the Dark Lord on his dark throne in the land of Mordor where the shadows lie, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that sounds like bullshit to me.
Yeah, I think you just made that up.
Bucky, why don't you let the experts handle it for today?
Yeah, okay. That's fair. I'll just sit here and watch some American football on the TV. You have Kristen, TVs in Britain?
We're TVs. We call them... fuck, I gotta think of something funny for this. TVs. We call them... Jesus.
Margaret TVs. Thatcher's box. Oh, no.
Margaret Thatcher's. What do I want to be? T and then V, we call it. We drink tea. Some people don't.
Oh, good. We're getting to see the sausage made. This is great.
Okay, give me the question again.
Josh, do you have TVs in Great Britain?
I don't think of anything for the V. I guess V like was like the V symbol, like Winston Churchill for like Victory Day. So I guess that's a British thing. Okay, yeah, give me the question again.
Josh, do you have TVs in Great Britain?
Oh, do you mean delicious hot beverage end of World War II's?
No, man, that was well worth it. Thank you.
Chris, so why don't you explain to us the premise of The Lord of the Rings?
The premise of The Lord of the Rings is as followed by the tale known only as The Hobbit. There's this one ring that's causing a lot of shit, and Bilbo gives it to his favorite relative named Frodo, who used to be called Bingo.
Is that true?
Like, that was going to be his original name. But then Tolkien started making the story too serious, so he had to change it. And now there's a throwaway character who's like, I think Bilbo's cousin or some shit, who has the name. And basically, two guys walk up a mountain and try to throw a ring off of it.
Okay, I think that about sums it up.
Yeah, me too.
Now, what is it about this story that has captured your heart in such a strong way that you feel the need to write to me and say, I want to do a whole podcast about The Lord of the Rings and want Bucky Isotope to be there?
Well, when I was really little, I had a crush on Elijah Wood.
Sure.
It was so bad to the extent that when I was, I think, 12, I was bringing in groceries with my mom and she said to me, I'm just a little concerned because you've never expressed interest in any guy besides Elijah Wood.
Is Elijah Wood the same guy who played Spider-Man?
Is that a serious question?
Yeah, that's the same guy who played Spider-Man. I mean, you guys are nerds. You should know this stuff.
Wait, what?
It's not the same guy who played Spider-Man.
Elijah Wood never did Spider-Man.
Are you sure?
People get Elijah Wood mixed up with Harry Potter's Daniel Radcliffe dude all the time. That's
did
like
he play trailer. Harry Potter then? Did he play Harry Potter?
No.
Did
no.
Harry Potter play Spider-Man?
Yeah, he does. You're right.
Okay.
Well, Harry Potter is meant to be Spider-Man, yeah.
We should do a Harry Potter episode. That's pretty British, too.
Me and Brenton Keaton kind of did a Harry Potter episode.
I don't care what Brent did, Josh.
Wow. Sorry, I forgot about the lawsuit. No, Elijah Wood is the guy from The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, we established that. Thank you.
He's the guy from Flipper.
He's in Eternal Sunshine as the worst character.
He's got very piercing blue eyes.
He does have piercing blue eyes, that's true.
Does he know that Kristen likes him?
I haven't had the chance to tell him yet. I'm too nervous.
I think he knows.
I'm going to look him up on Twitter right now and send him a message.
I sent him a Twitter at that said to come on the podcast, but I got no response yet. So Elijah Wood, we're waiting.
Elijah Wood, I would be honored to do a podcast with you.
In fact, Kristen, if you would like to do a personal sort of message to Elijah Wood now, and I can...
Elijah Wood, at the start of this podcast, I said I had a crush on you when I was a little kid, but I'm fucking lying. I still love you. Please follow me back. I'm free on Thursday night, and I want to hang out with you.
There you go, Elijah. Thursday night.
Please hang out with me on Thursday night when I'm free.
Why are you so busy was on Thursday, Elijah Wood?
Yeah, what are you doing Thursday?
Fucking just spend a little time with Kristen. What are you fucking doing? You're not on The Lord of the Rings anymore. What you got going on? Sitting around watching reruns of freaking
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who, Elijah Wood, you
fucking Doctor Who.
Fuck you, Elijah Wood. Okay, hang on. We're going in a bad direction here.
Speaking of Elijah Wood, you know how everyone makes jokes about Keanu Reeves being immortal? I'm kind of surprised no one has done that to Elijah yet. He hasn't
aged. Yeah, he still looks very young. Things.
Yeah.
Do you know you guys keep saying Wood over and over?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a euphemism for penis, Josh.
Yeah, Josh.
Are you telling me that Elijah Wood's real name is Elijah Penis?
I think in Latin, that's what it translates to, yeah.
Does he know this? Elijah, come on the podcast, because we need to know if you know that Kristen has a crush on you, and if you know that your real name by birth is Elijah Penis.
Yeah.
I sure would like Elijah Penis. Anyway. Now, Kristen, have you read the books, or are you just in the films?
I've read only The Hobbit, and I've just seen the films of Lord of the Rings.
I listened to an audiobook of most of the Lord of the Rings.
Who was it narrated by?
I don't know. At the moment, I'm listening to another Tolkien book called The Children of Húrin. Bucky, you ever read that one?
Have not, but I read The Silmarillion.
Isn't that just kind of like an encyclopedia?
Yes, it is.
No, this one's narrated by Christopher Lee, which is pretty cool, because every single moment it sounds hugely dramatic. The main thing that I'm noticing about this story, and I did talk about this on Twitter already, the main character on three separate unrelated occasions has accidentally killed someone.
I hate when that happens, honestly.
And it's really strange how often it's happening.
Well, that's why his work is so legendary, because we can all relate to having killed a few people accidentally.
The first one, he had like an elf who was his rival, who was really rude to him, and the guy tried to fight him. So he beat him in the sword fight, then he stripped all of his clothes off in the woods, and he chased him around naked.
This is going in a bad direction, Josh, you sure?
Yeah. But then the naked elf, as he's running away, stumbles off a cliff and dies.
This is funny to me, the mental image, because like in the movies, the elves are all unreasonably attractive. Yeah, so I'm just
they're all really this
beautiful graceful. Man just running the fuck off a cliff.
Yeah, just a naked elf running off a cliff. Then he sees a woman running away from some people in the woods. This is several chapters later. And he just stabs into the bushes behind her. And it turns out the leader of the little gang that he just joined was behind her in the bushes.
Jesus.
I don't know if you know this, Josh. That's how we play hide and seek in America. Everybody gets a gun. And you say, ready or not, here I come. And you start shooting objects around the house.
Oh, I don't doubt it. And the third one is, after some battle, his best friend comes and finds him in a cave, just like moping around. And his best friend leans down to like pick him up, and he just stabs him. And then he sees him die, and he's like, "Oh no, this is my best friend! Whoops!" And I think three accidental murders is a lot for the main character and for the hero of a story.
I'm imagining this, like, Tolkien is posting this on fucking fanfiction.net, and you're leaving, like, a 3-star review, and you're like, honestly, the plot just seems a bit contrived. Three accidental murders? Really pushing it. Furthermore, this characterization is forced, and there's too many goddamn names here.
There are so many names.
Please update soon.
Crazy how difficult to follow this story is.
Okay, like, serious question, which do you think has more names? The Holy Bible or the Lord of the Rings?
Ooh.
Let me up it a little bit. The Holy Bible, because the Bible has a shit ton. All of Tolkien's, like, published works combined.
I'm gonna say definitely Tolkien.
You're probably right.
Because he will, for some reason, explain the family tree of every single character that comes along.
Oh, well, that's
several generations back.
In a nutshell, nothing actually happens in the Old Testament.
It'll be like,
except for names.
And Frodo walked past a field and waved at the farmer. The farmer's name was Grimbau, son of Timbor, and Timbor was son of Himbau and Shebar. Shebar was the daughter of Clebar and Plubar. And after a whole paragraph of names, it will then be, Frodo never saw the farmer again. And you'll be like, well, why did? Let me Google it.
Okay.
How many names in the Bible?
You know the name Josh never once appears in the Bible?
I'm pretty sure Joshua is in there, isn't it?
Yeah, but nobody called him Josh.
Well, someone
depends
should.
Depends on which translation you're using.
Some new age guy. Yo, Jesus, okay. What up?
The Bible mentions 3,237 different people.
That's a lot.
How many names in...
We all have more Twitter followers than people in the Bible.
That means everyone in the Bible is following you on Twitter.
That's so true.
Auto-corrected to how many games in the Lord of the Rings?
Well, Chris, what's up, gamers?
What's up, gamers?
I'm not finding a result for this, so...
Right. So now I've just made everyone wonder about it a little bit.
We've hit a real dead end here. In fact, if one of the listeners can just real quick count up all the names in all of Tolkien's work and just get back to us.
I'd really appreciate that.
That would be great. Now, when Bucky was explaining American football, he told us the rules of how to play it. I'm wondering if there are a set of rules that you could maybe...
I feel like I'm not fully qualified for this, but also at the same time, I saw this thing that I really want to try one day, where somebody marathoned the entirety of Lord of the Rings, and they had fucking prepared meals of every food that's eaten in the movie, and then they eat it at the same fucking time.
Oh my god. Having some of the elven bread.
No, in the book, they eat a lot. Hobbits have breakfast, and second breakfast, and third breakfast, oh, yeah, and all that crap.
The book probably describes more eating than is actually shown in the movies.
There's a part with rabbit soup. Is it rabbit soup or stew?
Oh, yeah. There is not fucking rabbit stew.
Yeah, it's Coney Island.
At one point, Gollum / Smeagol just straight up catches a fish with his bare hands and eats it. So I wonder if they did that exact thing.
Yeah.
If not, then they're fake and the challenge was failed.
you have to watch the trilogy by a river. While salmon are leaping.
You have to be like holding your laptop in one hand and hiking up a mountain at the same time.
You know who likes food? George R.R. Martin, the guy who wrote The Lord of the Rings.
Actually,
you have a source for that?
Well, yeah, I read his book.
You know what George R.R. Martin would say while having a big meal? He would say, "Do you have a source for that?" And he'd mean ketchup. You know what I'm talking about? The guy likes to eat.
I don't know Game of Thrones. I only know gaming in general.
You really should greet the Game of Throneses. Gamers of Thrones. Yeah, we'll do a Game of Thrones.
What is their fandom name? Because it should be like Gamers of Thrones.
I think it's... I feel like I'm worried that this episode is a lot of just people trying to think of funny things.
This isn't going well.
And never getting there.
I feel like this entire podcast has been like edging where we're all on the verge of saying something funny, but never quite get
there. That's exactly what I think the listener wants. Where we almost make you laugh, and then we take it away.
Like, the punchline is almost there, then someone throws in, like, a new topic, like, suddenly we're talking about Game of Thrones when it was consistently Lord of the Rings before.
And the listener can, like, feel themselves about to laugh, and then, oh, no, come on. Hey, everyone, it's Josh from the future, by which I mean editing this episode. You may be expecting to hear a list of fake/real Lord of the Rings names. You're not going to, because the audio messed up and it recorded everyone's voices at weird times, so the answers are over the top of the questions. It's unsalvageable. It was basically just 30 very obviously real Lord of the Rings names, and then I said pussyfucker at the end, so you're welcome. Anyway, back to the episode, sorry. Now, before we jump on out of here, Bucky, I think we've got some political science questions for you now. Do you mind if we just fire them up?
Do.
If I were to combine a president and a prime minister in a test tube, what would I get?
You know, Josh, that's an excellent question that probably has a funny answer somewhere.
This episode has so many... spaces where punchlines should be.
This episode has actually been the episode for people who aren't part of podcasts but kind of want to be, so they can shout out the punchlines themselves.
Yeah,
the That's full it. Experience at home. You gotta add on. You gotta invent your own jokes. We're not gonna do the work for you.
I've got a tagline for your podcast, Josh. This should be the podcast for people who used to like podcasts but don't want to like them anymore.
Podcast therapy.
I was thinking of trying to do an episode of this, which specifically was not funny.
Oh, well.
You've done it. Congratulations.
You didn't even have to try.
But, like, it would have to be, we would have to do a whole episode where no one tried to tell a joke and no one said anything accidentally funny. A conversation with no laughs, no implied comedy at all. And see if we could do it for half an hour. Because I feel like just naturally in conversations, you say little funny things and you laugh sometimes.
Who would be perfect for not being funny? Brent.
Josh, that idea is one of those rare ideas that's just incredibly shitty, both in theory and practice. Like, it doesn't even sound like it would be a good idea, but if we actually tried to do it, it would be somehow worse.
I think we were already at a pretty low place here. I think we should see if we can get 5 minutes of humorless conversation.
Like, we start reading Wikipedia articles to each other.
Okay, I'm going to set 5 minutes now. And if anyone laughs or makes a joke, they lose.
All right, that's fair.
So starting now. Bucky, how are you?
All right, Josh, how are you?
I'm not bad. I actually did, and I'm saying this with a straight face, I actually did almost laugh there, and I'm not even sure why I did that. I feel like I've got real... Nope. What I was about to say could be construed as a joke. Doubtful. So...
God damn it.
So,
I didn't even mean to do that.
Okay, hang on a second.
I'm so glad.
Kristen, I'm gonna... Kristen, you're gonna not laugh.
I'm sorry, I fucked up.
We'll start again because that's like a trial run. I found it really difficult to not say something, like to not phrase something in a way that was me trying to be funny.
Josh is just like, I have extreme difficulty not being fucking hilarious with every sentence I say.
What I mean is, I have extreme difficulty not attempting to.
That's fair.
Okay, I'm gonna start 5 minutes again, and we're gonna have a humorless conversation. Hello, both of you.
Hi, Josh.
Kristen, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, the usual. Woke up, made coffee, went into my car to get to my office job. There was a moderate amount of traffic. I arrived, I clocked in, I worked, I returned home.
Do you work in an office?
Yeah, I have to, because otherwise it would be a joke, and I don't know how to make those anymore.
So, hang on, do you really work in an office, and I just don't know about it, or is that a lie to make you seem more boring?
It was
boring?
A lie to make me seem more boring.
Oh, then that...
I don't know if that could be considered
a joke, but Bucky, would that count as a joke,
Not
do you think?
Not a funny one.
It's so the opposite of a joke that I actually have a free pass to make one joke because of it.
I've spent my whole life working in an office, so I guess it's sort of a joke. Joke, but not the kind you're thinking of.
So you're calling your life a joke? Then I guess that immediately disqualifies you from this game to begin with.
What's the deal with airplane food?